The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jackie Marino for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Nutrition News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Quick Studies, a snapshot of the latest research on diet, exercise, and more. Take the high road. Are some weight loss diets better than others? Scientists randomly assigned 100 people with abdominal obesity, waist larger than 35 inches for women or 40 inches for men, to eat their usual diet or either a high-quality or a low-quality diet with a 25% calorie cut. The high-quality diet was richer in fiber, unsaturated fats, and plant protein from foods like whole grains, fruit, fish, tofu, and olive oil, while the low-quality diet had more refined grains, juice, meat, and butter. The high-quality group also got a daily fish oil capsule with 400 milligrams of EPA and 300 milligrams of DHA. After 12 weeks, the high-quality group had lost 18 pounds, the low-quality group had lost 14 pounds, and the usual diet group had lost no weight. What's more, blood cholesterol and triglycerides fell more in the high-quality than in the low-quality group, and not all in the usual diet group. What to do? Try to lose weight? A healthy diet is a good strategy. Sleep more, eat less? A third of adults get less sleep than the 7 to 9 hours a night that experts recommend. Could lack of sleep help fuel the obesity epidemic? Researchers randomly assigned 80 people with excess weight who typically slept less than 6.5 hours a night, either to continue their usual sleep routine or to receive individualized counseling to reach 8.5 hours of sleep a night for 2 weeks. Compared with the usual sleep group, the group that received counseling averaged 1 to 0.2 more hours of sleep per night, ate 270 fewer calories per day, and lost 2 pounds. What to do? Aim for 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night. There's no guarantee that getting enough sleep can help you eat less, but too little sleep may raise your risk of high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and heart disease, according to the American Heart Association. And drowsy driving is involved in an estimated 20% of fatal car crashes. The more, the merrier. When adults watch TV ads depicting a group of people eating, they responded more favorably and gave the advertised foods higher ratings than when the ads showed one person eating alone. The researchers played the ads in random order. What to do? Keep in mind that ads showing a group of people eating together may be more appealing. Unhealthy foods, scaling up. People eat more when served larger portions, and portions have grown. Researchers compared the current serving sizes of popular processed or fast foods to their original sizes. Among their findings, at McDonald's, a beef patty, 1.6 ounces in 1955, now ranges from 1.6 to 8 ounces. Fries, 2.4 ounces in 1955, range from 1.3 ounces for kids to 5.9 ounces for a large. And a soda, 7 ounces in 1955, has ballooned to between 12 ounces for an extra small and 30 ounces for a large. Likewise, a bottle of Budweiser, 7 ounces in 1976, now ranges from 7 to 40 ounces. A bottle of Coca-Cola, 6.5 ounces in 1916, ranges from 8 to 24 ounces. And the size of a Nestle Crunch bar, 1.6 ounces in 1938, ranges from 1.6 to 4.4 ounces. What to do? Beware serving size creep. Is medium your go-to? It may be yesterday's large and tomorrow's small. An aspirin a day? Why the guidelines have changed, by Caitlin Dow. Roughly a quarter of adults aged 40 and older report taking a low-dose aspirin every day. A lot of people think of aspirin almost like a vitamin, says Amit Kira, director of preventative cardiology at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center. But it's a medicine with both benefits and side effects. Here's what you need to know about aspirin and your heart. When it comes to taking aspirin to prevent a first heart attack or stroke, we used to say, generally yes, occasionally no, says cardiologist Amit Kira. We thought that if your risk of having a first heart attack or stroke was a bit higher than average, aspirin was a good choice to prevent those events. But now, it's not that simple. Today, the message on aspirin is generally no, occasionally yes, which echoes advice from the American Heart Association and draft guidelines from the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force. The draft guidelines recommend that people 60 and older not start taking aspirin to prevent a first heart attack or stroke, while 40 to 59-year-olds who are at high risk should discuss the pros and cons of taking an aspirin with their doctor. What led to the flip? In 2018, three big trials showed that aspirin either modestly lowered or had no effect on the risk of having a first heart attack or stroke, Kira explains. Bayer funded one of the trials and weighed in on the design of another. And when researchers looked at data on roughly 164,000 people in those three trials plus 10 others, taking aspirin every day lowered the risk of a heart attack or stroke by a modest 11%. All but two of the 13 trials used low-dose aspirin, between 50 and 100 milligrams. A regular aspirin is 325 milligrams. So aspirin still works, says Kira, but maybe in the modern era where people are smoking less and risk factors like cholesterol and blood pressure are better controlled, there may be a little less utility for aspirin than in the past. That's not what changed the guidelines, though. We've really started looking at the risks, explains Kira. And in those 13 trials, the risk of major bleeding increased by about 43% in people taking an aspirin compared to a placebo. When I say major bleeding, I'm not talking about nosebleeds. We're talking about bleeding in the brain, bleeding ulcers in the gut, serious bleeding. The bottom line, for most people, aspirin is causing more major bleeding than the heart attacks and strokes it's preventing, says Kira. To his point, in the 13 trials, aspirin prevented one stroke or heart attack for every 241 people and caused a major bleed for every 210 people who took it for roughly 5 years. What does that mean for you? If you're at a higher risk for bleeding, you shouldn't be on aspirin to prevent a first heart attack or stroke, says Kira. That includes everyone over age 70. It also includes people of any age who have a history of ulcers or gastrointestinal bleeding or are taking blood thinners, steroids like prednisone, or non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs or other medications that increase the risk of bleeding. On the other hand, aspirin may be a good option for those whose risk for a first heart attack or stroke is high and whose risk of bleeding isn't. Let's say you have a very strong family history. And with imaging tests of the heart, we can see that you have a lot of plaque buildup in your arteries, says Kira. Your doctor may recommend that you take aspirin. We just have to be a bit smarter and more judicious about who we recommend it for. It's a decision that should be made between a patient and their doctor. There's one caveat, though. We're talking about people who have never had a heart attack or stroke, says Kira. If you've had either, these new recommendations don't apply to you. Aspirin lowers the risk of a second event. And now a recipe from the healthy cook, Kate Sherwood. Go to tofu. Trying to eat more plants? Think tofu. It's mild, so all it needs is a flavor-packed sauce. Bonus, unlike chicken, tofu is just about impossible to overcook. No bell pepper? Try carrots, snow peas, or zucchini. Golden tofu stir fry. Ingredients? 1 14-ounce package extra firm tofu, 3 garlic cloves minced, 1 tablespoon plus another tablespoon neutral-tasting oil, grapeseed, safflower, or sunflower, 1/2 bell pepper sliced, 1 onion sliced, 1 jalapeno sliced, optional, 1/4 cup reduced sodium soy sauce, 1/4 cup dry sherry, 1 tablespoon maple syrup, 1 teaspoon cornstarch, and 2 cups cooked brown rice. Cut the tofu into triangular slabs. Blot dry with a towel. In a small bowl, combine the garlic and 1 tablespoon oil. Set aside. In a large nonstick pan over medium-high heat, heat the remaining 1 tablespoon oil until shimmering. Saute the tofu until browned on both sides, 5 to 8 minutes. Remove from the pan. In the same pan, stir-fry the bell pepper, onion, and jalapeno if using until tender crisp, 1 to 2 minutes. remove from the pan. Add the reserved garlic and oil to the pan. Stir fry for 30 seconds. Whisk in the soy sauce, sherry, maple syrup, cornstarch, and half cup water. Cook until thickened, 2 to 3 minutes. Return the tofu and vegetables to the pan. Toss with the sauce and serve with the rice. Serves four. Food find. Chia. Thought chia seeds were only for chia pets? Think again. For starters, the tiny but mighty seeds, look for them in the natural aisle, offer an impressive bundle of nutrients. A standard serving, about 3 tablespoons, is rich in heart-healthy polyunsaturated fats and is loaded with zinc, iron, and magnesium, all for only 150 or so calories. And if you're looking for fiber, you've come to the right seed. A serving of chias delivers a whopping 10 grams. Plus, you get a decent dose, 5 grams, of plant protein. But it's not just about nutrients. A spoonful or two adds a hearty, filling texture to oatmeal or overnight oats. And the little seeds are the main event in chia pudding. How do chia seeds turn into pudding? When you add water, milk, or another liquid, they absorb some of it and form a gel that also makes them easier to chew. And while you're stocking up on seeds, don't forget about nutty-tasting shelled hemp seeds, aka hemp hearts. The little guys lack most of chia's fiber, but they bring more plant protein to the table, 10 grams. And then there are those polys and that zinc, iron, and magnesium again. Try sprinkling hulled hemp seeds on a salad, oats, or cereal, or into a smoothie. Turns out, good things really do come in small packages. Dish of the month, chocolate chia pudding. Whisk together 1/2 cup chia seeds, 1/2 cup cocoa powder, 1/8 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 2 tablespoons maple syrup, and 2 cups milk. Let sit for 15 minutes. Whisk again. Spoon into 4 cups. Chill until set. Top with berries. Food fail. There's the beef. When we say we've got some big news, we mean big mouth big, crowed Chili's October press release announcing 4 new burgers. Because go big or go home, right? 2 of the new Big Mouth burgers boast 2 beef patties for a full pound of beef. Just what you and our sweltering planet need. Remember when people thought a McDonald's quarter pounder was big? Half pounders soon made them look puny, but that was just the start. The Big Mouth Bacon Rancher, for example, packs 2 beef patties and 6 slices of bacon, plus American cheese. You're talking 1,780 calories, 53 grams of saturated fat, and 2,780 milligrams of sodium. About a full day's calories and sodium, and more than 2 days saturated fat. Choose fries as your side, and you hit 2,200 calories. That's like eating 3 double quarter pounders with cheese, but with only 3,440 milligrams of sodium. The Mickey D's burger hits 4,080 milligrams. We can't help you decide which one to try first, but do highly recommend a hashtag YOLO mentality and say go for all of them, says Chili's. Yes, you only live once, and if Big Mouth Burgers help you get there a little sooner, well, at least you went big. How Sweet It Is, Better Cookies, Brownies, Etc. by Lindsay Moyer. Is it worth hunting for a better cookie? That depends. If you have a hankering for an occasional sugar, butter, white flour experience, maybe not. Ditto if better cookies draw you away from healthy snacks like fresh fruits or nuts. However, if you prefer a cookie that's less sweet, whole grain, and rich in nuts or dried fruit, look no further. A better cookie. Our added sugar and saturated fat cutoffs for better cookies are based on the number of cookies that comes closest to 30 grams, about 1 ounce. Exception? For cookies that come in an individual pouch, a serving is the full pack. Here's how we choose better cookies. Some real food. The first ingredient is a whole grain, nut, seed, or dried fruit. Does that mean the second ingredient could be white flour sugar? Yep. I mean, they're cookies after all. Added sugar. No more than 9 grams or 2 teaspoons. That gets you to less sweet. Think biscotti, not Oreos. Saturated fat, no more than 2 grams. That doesn't leave much room for butter, palm oil, coconut oil, etc. Low-calorie sweeteners, no sucralose. That's the only low-calorie sweetener with an avoid rating at CSPI's chemicalcuisine.org that we found in cookies. We didn't disqualify cookies sweetened with safe stevia extract or with monk fruit extract. It's a natural sweetener that hasn't been well tested in animals, but monk fruit has been eaten in China for centuries. Allulose and sugar alcohols, like sorbitol, are also safe, but they may cause diarrhea or, with erythritol, nausea if you eat too much. Brownies, etc. Better brownies are tricky. Some are better for you, while others just look better. Two of the best. Larabar Fudge Brownie. It's a Larabar spin on brownies, so you're getting a dense, fudgy square of mostly dates, cashews, hemp seeds, and chocolate chips. The chocolate raspberry gets a better rating, while the chocolate sea salt just misses. Bravo! Nature's Bakery Double Chocolate Brownie. The first ingredient is whole wheat, flour, and there's no white flour. For brownies, that's rare. It may make them more filling than typical brownies, which are mostly sugar, white flour, and oil. Still, Nature's Bakery adds plenty of sugar, 4 teaspoons or 17 grams. But each 200-calorie pouch weighs 57 grams and holds 2 mini brownie bars. Each is one, and you're looking for a better brownie. Two of the better brownie imposters, Fiber One Chocolate Fudge Brownie. Yes, it has only 70 calories, as the box boasts, but the ingredient list is full of processed fibers, sugar alcohols, and white flour. Brownie Brittle. With all the wholesome goodness of gluten-free ingredients baked in and only 130 calories per serving, says Sheila G's Gluten-Free Chocolate Chip Brownie Brittle. Wholesome goodness? The first three ingredients are refined rice flour, sugar, and starch, and there are 16 grams of added sugar in just a 28-gram serving. Keto, etc. Nowadays, the healthier cookie aisle is morphing. Are any keto, lower carb, lower sugar, or higher protein cookies worth it? The upsides. High Key, Fancy Pants, and some others replace cookies' usual white flour with nuts or seeds like almond flour, sunflower seeds, peanuts, or peanut butter, and most have no more than 1 gram of added sugar per serving. The downsides? Most lower carb cookies have a butter or coconut oil or palm oil problem. They can easily hit 5 to 10 grams of sat fat, a quarter to half a day's max. For some protein cookies, the issue is portion size. A Lenny and Larry's chocolate chip, the complete cookie, 16 grams protein, for example, clocks in at 4 times the usual cookie serving. At 420 calories, it's a small and unhealthy meal. Most lower sugar cookies use low-calorie sweeteners like erythritol or allulose, plus processed fibers like inulin, aka chicory root, or polydextrose. If they give you GI distress, steer clear. Grams. Graham flour is whole grain wheat. So why do many graham crackers have more enriched or refined flour than whole wheat? Who knows? Kodiak Graham Bear Bites are the only 100% whole grain grams we found. Take your pick. The chocolate, cinnamon, and honey are all better and all delicious. Just don't be fooled by their protein-packed claim. Yes, Kodiak adds milk protein concentrate and egg whites, but the 5 grams of protein per serving are only a few more grams than you'd get from typical cookies. It takes twice that much, or 10 grams, to call a food high protein according to labeling rules, and even a high protein cookie is still a cookie. Whole grains. Oatmeal is a whole grain, but most oatmeal raisin cookies have more white flour than anything else. Some better whole grains in the cookie aisle. Nature Valley. Both the peanut and chocolate peanut butter mini sandwiches are better bites that are made with 100% of whole grain, oats and wheat. Voortman. The whole grain oats, wheat, rye, and buckwheat in its Super Grains cookies made up 60% of their total grains. Not too shabby. And the first ingredient in its oatmeal raisin cookies is actually oats. Belvita Breakfast. If you ignore the breakfast nonsense in its name, Belvitas are decent cookies that have more whole grain than refined flour. Most varieties come close to a better bite, even though they're sold in large 50-gram packs of 4 biscuits or 2 sandwiches. Thins. Ounce for ounce, thin versions of typical cookies, Oreo Thins, Chips Ahoy Thins, etc., have no less sugar and no fewer calories than regular Oreos, Chips Ahoy. So they're only healthier if you eat fewer cookies. In contrast, Simple Mills Sweet Thins aren't just a thin version of a sugary white flour cookie. They're a new lightly sweet spin on Thins altogether. Sweet Thins' first ingredient, a seed and nut flour blend of cashews and watermelon, sunflower and flax seeds. Watermelon seeds? Don't worry, if you don't know they were there, you'd never notice. Fig Bars. Fig Bar fan? It's a snap to spot 100% whole grain versions. Newtons. Even original Fig Newtons get a better bite. And while they have some whole grain, the 100% whole grain version has almost twice as much and tastes nearly identical. Skip the strawberry Newtons, though. They're dyed red and have an extra 3 grams of sugar per 2 cookie serving. Nature's Bakery. Each 57-gram pouch of the brand's 100% whole grain fig bar holds 2 mini bars. That's twice the usual cookie serving. But a single bar meets a better cookie bite criteria. Nature's gluten-free bars, on the other hand, have little whole grain. Too bad. Biscotti. Biscotti are made with white flour, so there are no better cookie biscotti. But if you're looking for a crunchy, not-too-sweet cookie, they're worth a shot. Two standouts. Noni's Thin Addictives. The 21-gram pack, which contains 3 crisp, nut-studded biscotti thins, delivers just 4 to 6 grams of added sugar and 90 or so calories. Whole Foods 365 Classic Pizzelle. Like biscotti, the traditional Italian waffle cookies aren't too sweet. Unlike biscotti, they have a soft bite. Bites. If your idea of a cookie is flexible, try Bites. They're more likely to deliver nuts, dried fruit, and or whole grains. The GFB Gluten-Free Bites. The first ingredient is usually almonds, cashews, or peanuts. And with most varieties, with no more than 3 or 4 grams, 1 teaspoon of added sugar per 2 bite serving, they're a better bet. Laura's Wholesome Junk Food Bitelets. They're heavy on rolled oats and dried fruit, and light enough on added sugar to score a better bite for all 5 varieties. Wholesome junk food, indeed. Going Green at Home, What Can You Do? By Caitlin Dow. Wondering how you can shrink your carbon and water footprints? The Environmental Protection Agency is a good place to start. Its website can help you use less fuel to heat or cool your home, find energy-saving appliances, save water, and switch from fossil fuels to renewable solar, wind, or hydropower. And, of course, don't forget to press your state and federal legislators to support clean energy policies. Carbon Footprint Calculator. The calculator gives a rough estimate of your carbon footprint based on your home energy use, your transportation choices, and how much waste you recycle. You can also estimate how much small changes, like using cool water in the wash or line drying your clothes, can curb your CO2 emissions and save you cash. Energy Star Home Advisor. Want a more thorough view of your energy use than the carbon footprint calculator? To size up your heating, cooling, appliances, insulation, and more, use the Energy Star Home Advisor. What you can do about climate change? Water. Replacing appliances? Look for the WaterSense label. Got a leaky toilet? It can waste 200 gallons a day. The EPA's website has a how-to for fixing leaks, plus other water-saving tips. Green power options. You may be able to power your home with wind or solar energy either from your utility company or an independent green power supplier. And check out the Energy Star page for tips on purchasing energy that is certified green. April Fools by Lindsay Moyer. Eat healthy foods like fruits, vegetables, nuts, and yogurt, say health experts. so food companies create processed foods that seem to fit the bill. In the supermarket, every day is April 1st. Thin on nuts. Made with real almonds boasts the box of Blue Diamond Almond Nut Thins, hint of sea salt crackers. Made with is label speak for made with very little. See that skinny squish type on the right of the box? Rice cracker snacks with almonds, it says. Translation, you're getting mostly white rice flour. In fact, judging by the 2.5 grams of fat, a 19 cracker serving contains about 4 almonds max. We love our almonds so much we bake them into crispy crackers with irresistible flavor, says the back of the box. Who wouldn't love an ingredient that makes cheap rice flour look like a health food? Tip, seeking a gluten-free or low-carb cracker made of nuts or seed flours, or seeds, not flour, try Flackers, organic flaxseed crackers. Summer Sugar Bliss. Expecting berry juice and Tropicana Summer Berry Bliss? And why not? After all, the company made its name selling orange juice. Maybe Tropicana is hoping that you don't notice the teensy pale drink with other natural flavors below Bliss on the front of the bottle or the 15% juice above the nutrition facts on the back. And even that juice has more apple juice concentrate, apple puree, natural flavors, grape juice concentrate, and citric acid than blackberry or blueberry juice concentrates. In fact, each 90-calorie cup has 4 teaspoons of added sugar, a third of a day's worth. But why be upfront about all that? For Tropicana, ignorance is bliss. Sweet Sham. Late July organic multigrain sweet potato tortilla chips are made with a blend of grains and seeds, says the label. Multigrain only means more than one grain, so it's an easy way to dress up corn chips. These are mostly whole grain corn plus some brown rice. What about those seeds? You get less than a quarter teaspoon of chia in a 9-chip serving, we estimate. And the chips have more corn oil than sweet potato. In fact, it looks like a serving has no more than 1/2 teaspoon or so of sweet potato. Late July is just following the tried and true playbook. Add a smidgen of vegetables to make mostly grain or potato chips look like a health food. Who cares if they compete with real veggie snacks like baby carrots, cukes, bell peppers, and grape tomatoes? We've run out of time for today's episode of Nutrition News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jackie Marino, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Nutrition News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.